Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Hope everyone is having a great day today. So, hey, let's get started with a couple updates. Man, we had almost 10 offers come in the past couple days to the ECU community. So give it up to those who received offers. We appreciate you. Some of them received them and we're still negotiating them or they accepted them. And we actually had over 50 people go on high-level interviews. We're going to get to our topic in a second, but hey, here's what I've been noticing recently, and I just want to relay this information to you because you know that we are the place where you get the information for your career. So, hey, the job market right now is tough. It is crowded. So be sure if you're in a search right now, right? I talk to professionals every single day. A couple of the people I've been talking to recently are talking about applying for a couple jobs, you know, per week, talking to one or two people. Hey, just a friendly reminder that if you're in a search right now, especially an executive search, hey, massive action is your only option right now. We're seeing a lot of noise in the marketplace. So if you're doing it on your own, hey, be sure to take massive action. But as always, hey, we got 150 interviews. Don't know how many. I think we're approaching, 150. I think we're approaching over 900 interviews this year already, multiple six-figure interviews here at ECU. So as always, if you need a blueprint, a plan, someone to hold your hand up this dark mountain and lead you to the result that you know you deserve in the marketplace, hey, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast and let's get into today's topic. Hey, LinkedIn to lift off. How do we build a magnetic executive brand? Man, how do you get known? That's what my mentor says all the time, right? How do you get known? He was like, and I tell the clients this all the time, your biggest problem right now, are you ready? Your biggest problem is not enough people know you. Number one biggest problem in a job search, not enough people know you. Number two, the people that do know you, right, don't even know you're looking for a job right now, okay? So that's what we have to solve. So many people are worried about their next opportunity and they're not thinking about the rest of their career. So hey, today we're talking about how to get known because that's your biggest problem right now. Right? Because if you knew a bunch of people who knew how great you were, you probably wouldn't be struggling so much in a search. And if you're approaching a search inside the next 12 or 24 months, I know this is going to help you a lot. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Success by Design podcast. Hey, if you don't know about this podcast, hey, we help you engineer your career, right? Or maybe your business unit, or sometimes we talk about life with intention. If you don't know me, this is a first-time listener. I'm your host, Tim Madden, CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades, 22-year Army field artillery officer, super proud of that. And today, hey, we're diving into a powerful topic that could be the turning point in your professional trajectory. So let's talk about it. If you're a director, VP, or an executive, or you want to become one, your digital footprint matters more than ever. Let me repeat that one more time. It matters more than ever. And it all starts with how you show up on LinkedIn. Not passively, not reactively, but with strategy and strength. So what I'm going to do, okay, is I'm going to break this down for you step by step. Brian, I'm freezing. I do apologize. Alex, help me out. Make sure I'm not freezing on the stream. We definitely don't want that happening. So sorry about that. All right. So let's get started. Let me try to do this. I think that'll help. There we go. Okay. So maybe that will help a little bit. All right. So, hey, why does your LinkedIn matter? You know the old saying, right? Your reputation precedes you, right? On LinkedIn, your brand greets people before you do. And here's why this matters, right? 95% of recruiters use LinkedIn to vet executive candidates, people looking at you right now. 9 out of 10 decision makers will check your profile before a conversation. He said, we're good to go now, Alex. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Number three, it's not just about getting hired. It's about attracting opportunity. So think about this. Even if you're not in a search, have you ever thought about being on an advisory board, board seat, speaking engagements, partnerships, consulting? So if your profile is your digital resume, right, is just a digital resume, you're missing out. Your brand should tell a story. And more importantly, it should sell your leadership ability for most of you that are listening. Now, there's three elements to having this magnetic executive brand. Well, three pillars, if you will. Number one, clarity, where we always start with our clients. So ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? Why should people call you when you're not in the room? Or what should people call you? Should they call you a transformational SaaS growth leader, operations executive, right? So your headline should reflect this in just 3 seconds. I see. So one of the, you know, headlines that I use, if you go look at my profile, the first thing I want people to see, right? I help people land their dream job because that's what I want to be known for right now until we transition into now B2B, government services, et cetera. Hey, for those of you who don't know, go check out the website. We're going to be rebranding it soon. We are in there because we're, as we continue to grow and scale, we're providing different services at a higher level. So then that's going to change. But for right now, that's what it is. That's what I want to be known for. What does yours say? Are you saving companies money? Are you driving revenue? Are you helping? You know, I don't know what it is for you. But your headline and your about section should reflect this in just a couple seconds. No fluff, just impact. The most common mistake I see people make on resumes and profiles is they don't have the quantifiable data. They don't know, you know, if I'm looking at a profile, they look like they have good skills, but I don't know the teams they've led, the budgets they've done, the transformation, the cost savings initiative, right? So that is super important to put on there as well. So number two, credibility through content. Every single person in any program we have here, we have onboarding programs, we have leadership and development programs, we have our career program, which we're known for and we've got awards for, et cetera. But credibility through content. Thought leadership is not optional in 2025. It's oxygen for you. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, what am I talking about every day? I'm talking about career. I'm talking about what I'm doing. I'm talking about what I'm reading. I'm talking about what I think. I'm talking about weekly posts on trends in my space. Most recently, what happened, right? The not the big pharma, right? Trump came out and said, hey, 30, you know, said we're significantly mandating cost reductions because of the federal government. That is going to impact pharma. So I told people, hey, if you in pharma, nobody is ever recession proof. So update your documents and do these certain things. So I want to stay abreast with market conditions as well, right? So credibility through content. I share wins. I share lessons. I share frameworks. So I want to position myself as a teacher, not a job seeker. You see people doing that all the time. I'm looking for a job and I'm looking for a job and I'm looking for a job. Well, think about this. If you've been in the marketplace 20 years, a lot of people know you, right? How can we get known? What do you want to be known for? That, you know, so when I'm creating content and I'm a chief revenue officer, I want to talk about, you know, lifestyle things, et cetera, and stay current with the market. But when I'm talking about sharing lessons, I want to say, you know, these are the hardest things I learned on my way to be chief revenue officer. Here's what I found to be successful by growing and scaling teams. Do you know how many people have got hired in ECU because of a LinkedIn post? Like that's what got them. That's what generated that conversation. We got a CTO hired because of a post, right? So, you know, if you're not putting your value, things you've overcame, credibility through content, if you will, it's going to be very difficult to get hired because, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, applying for jobs is a waste of time, nearly a waste of time. You know, we provide recruiting services now. We're out there getting more accounts, right? The first thing, the most common, it's funny because on the job seeker side, if you're watching this now and you're a job seeker, right? You know, men and women come to us and they're like, I keep applying for jobs online and no one calls me back. You know what the funny thing is? I talk to all the businesses out there and they're like, we post something online, we have 800 people and hardly any of them are qualified. So if we know that that's a losing strategy, this is something else you can do. You can get a hold of people that are likely to hire you and then produce content online to bring credibility. Because as we all know, what's the main goal here? We need to get people to like, know, and trust us. And guess what? When they like, know, and trust us, it's very easy to get hired. And if you have that credibility before the initial conversation, it makes the whole process significantly easier. Here's what most people do. They don't have consistency. So they ghost LinkedIn for 6 months. Then they make one post saying they need a job. And then they make another post about being frustrated in the process. That's not going to work. You need to build momentum before you need it. So here's the deal. If you're not in a search right now, this is the best time to start doing this because, you know, you can engage with others. You can leave thoughtful comments. You can repost articles and other people's posts with your insights. So be active, not annoying, and be relevant and not random. Now, let's talk about the biggest mistakes executives make, right? These are the biggest ones I've seen. Resume dump, right? Their profile just reads like a job description. No impact, no narrative. The headline says, looking for my next opportunity. This basically screams desperation in my eyes. So brand yourself for what you do, not what you're missing. And I also see people that don't have a picture on their LinkedIn profile, or they do have a picture, but it's set to only people that are connected to them can see the picture. Hey, no face, no voice, no profile photo, no content, no personal takes on anything. If people can't see you, hear what you're thinking, you are invisible. And there's no clear call to action, right? You want more conversations, then invite them. Use the featured section to promote interviews, content, or offers you have. Like, make it easy for people to connect with you. Do not hit the mute button. So, hey, let me back up real quick. So, tactical optimization, because I'm not sure where I cut out, because apparently there's a mute button right here on my mic. Sorry about that. So, hey, number one, we want to update our headline. We want to make it benefit focused. Okay. Who do I serve? What results do I drive? So what we'd use now is something like, hey, by the way, that's a good way to get engagement on the podcast, Alex. We just hit the mute button and everyone's like, hey, there's no audio. Be like, hey, wait, no. Yeah, we are interacting. This is perfect. So, hey, who do we serve? What results do we drive? So again, mine says, you know, we help directors, VPs, and executive land jobs they love. Okay. Number two, your about section. The first, we have to capture attention, just like those emails, right? The subject line of the email. So the first three lines of your about section is where we grab attention, right? What is our mission? What value do we bring? Why are we the differentiator? And I know I don't even talk about this with clients, but if you look at my profile, in the featured profile, I have rich media. I have an uploaded PDF. I have testimonials, videos, presentations. All of you here have got an award. Put your award up there. Maybe you got pictured with someone who's a mentor of yours holding another award. Like, think about your featured section, right? What can you possibly put there to add to your credibility? Get recommendations. Okay. Get recommendations. The more recommendations, the better. But having those strong recommendations, people look at those. And content plan. My content plan for you is post one time a day at a minimum, ideally multiple times a day. Because as my mentor says, Grant Cardone, says, when you make one post, it's like throwing a brick into the Grand Canyon. So, hey, I might as well at least throw three, right? So I start with stories, lessons, data-backed insight, industry commentary, what's going on in the marketplace. And by the way, you don't have to spend hours, right? But a couple minutes a day engaging with your network builds massive equity. A lot of people take for granted, you know, how many eyeballs are on certain posts, you know? So I follow other people in career too. And sometimes when I don't agree with them, I make a post on that and I gain followers from et cetera. So you should know, who are the leaders in your market? Maybe you're in product. Who are the product leaders? What are they posting about? I would highly recommend engaging on those posts and just spending 15 minutes a day engaging with those. We got, what are the appropriate topics to share daily on LinkedIn in situations of searching for VP positions? Exactly. So, Bagrat, I wouldn't say anything about I'm looking for a job. I want to produce value to the marketplace. Okay. Now, it's okay to say if you're looking a call to action at the end, right? Let me give you an example. Hey, I'm just going to do one short. Hey, I helped my ready? Here we go. I helped my last company save $200,000 in cost savings initiatives because of these two things, right? I don't know what they are. One thing, two things. Hey, if you're interested in, if you're searching for a high performer to lead your global supply and initiatives, send me a DM. I'd love to connect. That is an example of how to search for VP level positions. We have to get known on LinkedIn. So number one, we have to get our profile right. Number two, we have to make sure we're targeting the right people. ECU, I talked to you about that, right? But number three, we also have to talk about what content are we producing? So as I shared with you, I share stories about my life, about my son, troubles I'm going through, things in business. I share wins. I share losses. Again, at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't really matter what you write. The point right now is to get known. It's kind of like those ads just continuing to pop up, right? So every single day, I'm not going to talk about sales if I'm a sales leader. I'm going to probably post three things a day. A book I'm reading, something I learned, something that happened in the marketplace, something about my life, and something about the value I can bring the marketplace in relation to sales. Maybe a post about growing a sales team. Maybe a post about when to let someone go, a PIP, et cetera. Okay? Lots of different things you can post about. But remember, the biggest thing is consistency. Because what we're trying to do is drive people back to our profile where everything's listed. So here's the bottom line. LinkedIn is no longer this like, oh, it's nice to have. It's your digital boardroom. When you build a magnetic executive brand, right, you stop chasing opportunity and you start attracting it. You're not just showing up, you're standing out. So if you're like, if you're in the job market, if you're exploring new ventures or just recession-proofing your career, your brand is your most valuable asset. Let me repeat that. Your brand is your most valuable asset. So if today's episode sparks some ideas, do me a favor. Go take immediate action right now. And hey, if you want help optimizing your profile or building out a strategy, my team and I at Exec Upgrades, right, can support you every step of the way. So thanks again for listening to Success by Design. But I do have one more update. Hey, I'm looking for, I get pitched nearly every single day to be on this podcast. All right. And I'm very selective on who I bring on. But if you're listening to this, right, I am looking for a few future guests. So if you can bring value to those in a career search, approaching a career search, or some value in the marketplace, do me a favor, email me over at tim@execupgrades.com. If I like what you have to say, I'll send you a response and we will get you booked. Good luck. Until next time, design intentionally, lead boldly, and keep building your legacy. Keep building your legacy. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.